Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. I'm gonna help you.
Okay, so I put all my information in to order this Testonix.
Yes, sir.
And I came up on my screen, transaction declined, internal error, REFID 11221-9443. What does that mean?
Okay, so with this particular account, sir, this this account is not set up yet. This company, I'm sorry, is not fully set up yet. So what you would have to do is, if you did indeed order from this company, call your bank and get your money back, sir. Dispute those charges. This company hasn't got fully set up yet, okay?
This Testonix is not fully set up?
Yes, sir. It's not fully set up yet currently, as I'm looking right now.
Okay, but it says transaction declined, so I don't have to do anything.
Huh, okay, yes, sir. Well, 1 second. Let me see some. So what you're stating to me is you tried to, but your card declined.
It says transaction declined, internal error.
Yes,
and
sir.
And it gives a code.
Okay.
REFID and a code.
Okay. Let me see something right quick. Give me your zip code. Let's see if anything went through for you.
Okay. 34102.
First name?
Robert.
Last name?
Guyett.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. So I do have an account for you. I apologize, sir. That's my fault. It wasn't pulling anything up for you, so I thought it wasn't. Okay, yeah, I do have where you did order our earbuds. And let's see here, our fitness watch.
No,
not fitness watch. I'm sorry, that's not a fitness watch. Let me hold on. Wait 1 second. I apologize. Looks like a Miller Enhancement product. I apologize, sir.
Our Miller Enhancement product.
Yes, sir.
Testonix.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, yeah, this did decline. Now, that card declined because, sir, looks like you had a account with us previously before. You canceled your account out, okay? So, what you have to do is to go in, and I do want to verify the last four of this card, 4392, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. With that card, sir, since you already ordered one time before with us and had an account, this previous account was canceled out. You would have to go back into that system with a whole new email address and credit card and a payment and a whole new payment method as well to actually order that mail enhancement product, okay?
What do you mean, a different credit card?
Yes, sir, because as I stated before, you had an account with us, looks like for our earbuds. You shipped those earbuds back to us and we canceled your account out. That canceled account basically canceled all future transactions with this card number ending in 4392. So you will have to go in and create a whole new account with a new card number and banking account. I'm sorry, not banking account, but a new card number and email
yeah.
address.
Let's get the same email address.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I'm saying you have to give a new email address and card number.
I don't have any new email address.
Well, most definitely, sir, you will have to update your payment method.
Oh, I can do that. I can cancel and get a new credit, put a new credit card in here.
Yes, sir. You have to do that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
On that website. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll try that. I'll cancel this error out and I'll put a new credit card in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right.
All right.